trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Mic check. Want to give a shout out to Carlos Davis and the In the Cuts Barbershop crew, both of them. You can check out In the Cuts Barbershop for the best haircut job for yourself, your sons, whatever. You know the deal. They're at 26 West Franklin Street in Hagerstown, downtown, right next to the post office and right next to the Broad X. And also check out the new In the Cuts Barbershop, just opened in Falling Waters, 44 Worcester Drive in Falling Waters, West Virginia, right off the 81 next to the Food Lion, right there in that shopping center. Again, In the Cuts Barbershop. Shout out to Carlos for the new location. Best of luck to you. I'll see you soon.
The People's Podcast.
All about the people.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
Somebody wanted to explain to me what exactly a Dippin' Dot is. I've never had one. Are they little balls of ice cream? Individual ice cream balls? I wonder how they make it. How are they manufactured? You know how they manufacture ball bearings? They drop melted iron. They melt iron and they drip it down the tube. And the inquiring minds want to know. The surface tension inside the tube forces it into a perfect sphere. And by the time it drops out the bottom of the tube, it's cooled. And a perfect ball bearing falls out the bottom of the tube. So maybe that's how they make Dippin' Dots. Maybe they take ice cream, they drop it down the tube, the surface tension turns it into a little ball, and boom.
You're giving the lesson on...
What is going on here? How do you make a Dippin' Dot? A really tiny...
You can ask Big Tony how to make Dippin' Dots.
Ice cream factory. What you got there? What's that thing? What are we taking bets?
This is the Big Tony wheel.
The Big Tony wheel.
Big Tony wheel.
Are there any, like, bad wins on there? You got to have something to make it interesting, right?
Bankrupt.
Like Tony pees on your wallet.
Lose a turn.
Or something like that. You get a tattoo. You have to get a tattoo if you spin in there. Is that what that means? Oh, my goodness.
Nothing that will hurt you.
What if I don't
Where's Jameer and Heather,
I've never
right?
had a tattoo. Whip it good. Whip it like it's creme brulee.
This is why Hagerstown needs a fair at the fairground.
Right?
This is the closest it gets. They should put a Ferris wheel in the baseball stadium over here.
Yes, yes, yes.
Big
Tony,
Tony
wheel.
Sorry.
The Tony wheel.
You just can't ride it.
Going round. Round and round she goes. Where she stops, only Tony knows because he rigged the wheel.
She got
not a bobblehead. A wristband. One more.
Super Sun Zipper Pole.
Zipper Pole.
Hagerstown Sun Zipper Pole.
Oh,
pole.
Man.
P-U-L-L, not pole.
Pole, pole.
Ah, look at that.
Nice.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
All right. Little tchotchke action here at the Hagerstown Suns Municipal Stadium. The Hub Show is live.
Make sure it's on a jacket zipper.
Jay Heiss, left field, Canfield. Shay Lewis is in the house.
What's up?
Oh, are we recording? This is it?
We've been recording, Chris.
Oh, have we?
The whole Dippin' Dot spiel, the whole bit.
Oh, yeah? Oh, nice. What is a Dippin' Dot, Shay?
Ice cream.
I know it's ice cream. Everybody knows that. It says right on the sign. How do you make it? What is it? It's like a little itty-bitty.
You want to try?
It's like a BB.
You
want to
try?
Ice cream
in.
A little
like a
ice
little
cream BB.
Like a buckshot.
Huh. Buckshot ice cream.
I had some...
Yeah, there you go.
A digestible BB. Yeah. I had a BB lodged under my skin when I was a kid for a long time.
We used to have ice cream in it?
We used to be rough back in the day, man. Look, have BB gun
he's
wars.
Gonna get, he's going to get one, too.
Uh-oh.
That zipper pull thing. Is that?
Oh, man.
This thing is rigged.
Looks like Tony rigged the wheel.
You got a
you
fun
want a pencil. I would rather have
pencil.
A zipper pull.
What happened?
What? You gave him two.
Oh, snap.
All right, Big Tony.
Yeah. How about I just pay you $2 for a bobblehead?
Where are the bobbleheads? Let's see the bobblehead.
What's the bobblehead look like? Totally. Let me see the bobblehead. Oh, okay. I got you.
We can't take a picture of it. Put it on the show.
And you got Marvel Comics.
This is Tony's
poster.
Big wheel at the Suns.
Is that signed by? Is that signed by Robert Downey Jr.? Actually, I bet you the Marvel Comics poster is signed by Big Tony.
That's because Tony's a superhero, man.
Yeah, oh, right.
Big Tony.
Nice.
BT.
Big T. Well, I tell you what.
This middle initial is like,
I was in the line, the concession stand, getting my nachos.
And beer.
And we was talking, a lady and I. We need to have some made-to-order men.
Made-to-order men?
I think that'll be a hot commodity.
How's that going to work? Like, can you get them shipped to your house or something? You order?
No, made-to-order. We're going to make the men. That's all we got to do?
He's right there.
You're going to do what we want you to do?
He's a single man with a big wheel.
Right? I don't have any men attached to me
Look,
either.
She's going
to
get a pencil, too.
You need to be a made-to-order man.
Yeah, get her a tattoo. Bobblehead.
Oh.
There we go. Let's see these things. I'm with you, homie, but let's see what they look like.
I think you blew on it.
Is it a bobblehead of Johnny Castle? No? That'd be funny.
That would be great.
Oh. It's in a white box. It could be anything in there.
It's a mystery.
It could be a player from the other team. Let's see. It's an Orioles player. It's not even a... What is it?
Uh-oh.
Bobblehead of who?
Oh, what do we got?
Of what?
Bryce Harper. Huh?
Boots Poffenberger.
Nice. Okay.
He plays for the Owls. And his head bobbles.
Wait, he plays for the Owls?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah,
he's a bopper. We're at the Suns game. Who's
you know, I always wanted a bobblehead on the
really
dash of my
right
car.
Now. Wait a minute.
Like
you don't need anything on
the
dash of
your
car.
Yeah, the little hula girl and everything. You see it in all the movies, but I never see a bobblehead on the dash of anybody's car.
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought they were
crazy. Fix that, Chris.
I'm gonna get one.
Okay, you're cray cray.
I'm just gonna screw right through the base, right down
no,
into the.
No, you can't do that.
Thing. I don't care. It's a work truck.
You just don't care.
I do not. I don't give a damn about anything.
I know. We see that.
I tell you, the more trouble I get in, the less F's I give.
Trouble plus.
I say, you know what?
Minus.
Yep, I got it.
Oh, man.
Do you give tattoos?
He's got to get a Hagerstown.
How does that work?
He's getting a Hagerstown Sun tattoo.
Nobody will be hurt.
Nobody move. Nobody
Safe
gets hurt.
Safe tattoos. Okay, apply with water.
Hey, what is it? What kind of tattoo? What does it say?
Oh, okay.
It's a hot dog.
A hot dog.
It's like a real
and
dog
a
and a dog.
Glove.
And a batting and mitt and or something. Basically.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Please tell me the pencil.
Don't spend them all in one place.
Were the pencils Hagerstown
Suns? Don't put
them
both in the same place.
But the pencils, were they Hagerstown
Suns? One on the left cheek,
pencils?
One on the right.
What does it say? Oh, okay. Character Clubhouse. Oh, okay. Hey, for free.
You got it. I only take sharpened pencils. I mean, they're useless if they're not sharpened.
That's right, Big Tony. He doesn't have any manners.
Yeah, no sense, man.
None whatsoever, Big Tony.
Field,
he's still
Chris
working
Canfield.
On it.
Right.
We are live at the
you think you're doing
Hagerstown
favor, huh?
Municipal
My pencil isn't even
Stadium.
Sharpened.
Hagerstown Suns versus the
Look so at much, you. Big
Columbia Fireflies, right? They're in there playing right now. Anybody
yes.
know the score?
Score was 2-2 last I checked.
We're on the outside. They're on the inside playing.
Yep.
It's also the Walking Dead zombie night here.
Probably in about
at the
five.
Municipal Stadium. We'll have Matt Burns here in a second. And
they got a bouncy castle
Captain
over
Mango's
here.
Here for the first. Well, he'll be here for the second time of the Hub Show. He was with us at the Comic Con.
Right.
We got some zombies. Get you.
Big,
so
Big
Shay,
Tony giving out spinners.
Shay, when you get down, we're putting the cheese nacho on your face. You're gonna go get your face made up like a zombie tonight, like
well,
you said.
The line has been long, but I want to get painted.
That's the most popular thing in the park
the
right now. Is getting
long.
Your face painted.
What line?
Right there.
The
they're all that
line
over there. Get their faces
I thought
painted
that was
like
a line to go in the bouncy castle.
No, even the makeup is more popular than the bouncy castle.
Oh yeah.
What's
I got to get my my face done up so I can put it on Facebook.
Just take some of that nacho cheese.
Zombie book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I got to.
Terry's here.
I am serious. I'm going to be honest with you. Fan.
I have never seen an episode of The Walking Dead.
Something is wrong with you.
Yeah. But here we are. Hey.
Never seen a single episode
people,
of Game of Thrones.
Do you know how
Thrones?
Many people never heard an episode of The Hub Show? Well, we're even then, goddammit.
Well,
I don't know.
I am a Walking Dead fan and the Fear of the Walking Dead fan.
I have the Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yeah? What about the Talking Dead afterwards? Because, you know, Chris Hardwick done lost his career.
Did you hear about that? No, I didn't hear about it.
Me too?
Yeah. Hashtag me too.
Chris,
we live in a society now where it's guilty until proven innocent. So his girlfriend says that he was a bad boyfriend because he wouldn't let her go to Hollywood, all the Hollywood events with her. He would go to the Hollywood events and tell her to stay home. So she said he's a bad guy. And then they fired him from his podcast, fired him from The Talking Dead, got rid of him from all the shows.
It had to be something else with that because you just didn't get fired because you didn't take your boots.
Terry, what's the name of your company?
Stuff. Hey, Cosby's done Terry been Hall taken off the air, and he ain't been proven guilty yet.
You talking about Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
Yes, he is proven guilty.
He ain't been proved guilty yet. They're still in litigation.
They're not. They're done.
They're done?
Yeah, they're done.
He's in jail.
Where's he at? He's in jail?
He's on house arrest right now.
He's plotting, you know?
Really?
Yeah, he's
wow. Roman Polanski can get the hell out of Dodge, right?
That's what I'm telling you, yeah.
And his wife left him. I'm like, you stuck with him all this time. You might as well.
Him and
Camille?
Him.
Camille left him?
Yeah, Camille left him.
I can't believe she didn't know all these years.
No. You know what that was all about.
Money train.
Yeah, Camille left him because she wanted her half of the money.
Living up in the hills.
Yeah, they can't take the money if they get divorced. They can't take her half if they get divorced.
I know,
right?
it's not politically correct they to can say, only but take Bill Cosby half. Was still a very funny guy, but, man, it's a shame.
Oh,
it's
no.
a damn shame. That's like the biggest right. shame of all of them. Is
my
that
brother
there,
Russell. That'll be stuck in my head
the
forever.
The chicken heart. I love that
I'm
stuff,
I'm trying
man.
To figure out.
Yeah. And the one where he was talking about his kids.
My thing is, always. If the statute of limitation has ran out.
Well, his accusers came from the 80s. So what do you think about that? The people that were accusing Bill Cosby, those cases went back to the 80s.
Right.
Franklin Cosby show error. So
there's a bunch coming out.
What's your statute of limitations opinion on that?
There's a bunch coming
we're talking
out about
30 years ago.
About Kevin Spacey now.
Yeah.
And it's before he was even Kevin Spacey.
That was 20
Spacey.
Years ago, right.
Yeah, in another country.
But
by another guy.
The statute of limitation is out, then you can't. Yeah, I mean, my thing is, if you've been victimized.
Speak up.
You know,
don't wait 30 years to do it.
Don't wait 30 years to do it. But I do understand, you know, because I've been in situations. I do understand why you don't say anything because, you know, so many different things you undergo.
Because you like it at the time.
No, that's not the case.
I don't think Shay was roofied either.
I was not roofied at all. But it just, you know, it is what it is. I feel sorry for the victims, but...
Sounds like the Suns just did something.
But you know what? Getting roofied, I think that's the biggest thing back then. Spanish Fly.
Yeah.
Popular.
Actually,
then.
Maybe
but Bill Cosby has a whole routine about that from the late 60s, early 70s.
And that's what got him messed up.
Maybe Spanish the stadium. Fly. Maybe the stadium.
Kept using it into the
80s, Spanish Fly, huh?
I can't believe we're over here at the baseball game talking about this shit. Anyway.
Right? Yeah, we got the speakers like blowing out here into the crowd talking about Spanish Fly. I don't even know what Spanish Fly is. I've never seen it.
You too young for that.
Maybe you're too white. I don't know.
Yeah, right?
No.
Yeah, I'm too young for Quaaludes, too. I don't know what that was all about.
Shay does.
I missed all that.
But you know what ecstasy is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the version
I do that. I do that to myself every morning.
Ecstasy. That's
every night before I go.
He has a pill with the letter C on it. It's all me, baby.
No,
a shot of vitamin C.
Oh no, let's let that go. Wonder
how many painkillers are floating through the dugouts here over here at the Hagerstown.
Oh boy,
the Columbia Fireflies versus the Hagerstown Times tonight.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Columbia Fireflies. Fireflies.
Handing out flyers.
Nice.
That's crazy.
This is minor league baseball, y'all.
Yeah.
But that's not really why we're here.
Know what you do?
We're here for the Walking Dead zombies over there.
You know what we do to fireflies around here?
We know what
we
you
catch
do,
them Chris. In mason jars, and then we shake them up until they're dead.
And then you wipe the stuff on your face.
That's
we've been
right.
over this already, Chris.
And then we go, oh, I killed it.
And the crazy thing is,
Chris, be looking like the
Chris still
dead.
Does this stuff.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we do to fireflies around here. Around these parts.
Pound that's what you
firefly too.
Yeah.
That's what you
and
do.
And go over to the dugout and go, your kind ain't welcome around these parts.
With a bat in your hand.
Yeah.
With Lucille.
With Lucille. Oh, I love Lucille. Now, do y'all know the backstory about Lucille?
No, we don't know nothing about Lucille.
No, other but give us
on
Cliff
Johnny
Notes
Castle's
version.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Lucille, the reason why he's so attached to Lucille is because of his wife.
Lucille is the name of the baseball bat.
Lucille's the name correct. Of the bat. That's right.
So the bat is
looked,
possessed?
And it looked like the bat was wrapped in barbed wire.
It is.
Okay.
With so blood on it.
Lucille is the bat.
Is the bat. And okay. He bashed heads with Lucille.
Okay. Oh, okay. I get it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's
like some people name their cars. This guy named his bat.
He named his bat Lucille.
Gotcha.
Is Lucille after his ex-wife. There's got to be something to that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's all zombie blood.
Yeah, look, just one. She got her face done up.
Well, nice. No.
She got scars.
Sometimes it's not zombie because he kills some humans.
Oh, yeah? By accident?
No, on purpose.
On purpose.
The makeup artist is killing it. Her line's still long, man. I mean,
right?
Everyone wants scars. Look, the girl's dressed with the zombie makeup on the face, man. Scars.
Yes. Right?
Looks like her head got bashed in with a bat.
Yeah. What happened to you? Are you okay?
Her dad comes out all pissed.
Someone call 911.
Well, no. You just got zombified.
Zombified.
Yeah, have you watched Zombieland before?
I have watched Zombieland, yes. I like Woody Harrelson. So I did manage to get into Zombieland. It's very tongue-in-cheek. It's very
I've seen Night of the Living
corny.
Dead. I've seen that.
What about Dawn of the Dead?
I've seen all those, yeah.
Yeah.
Hills Have Eyes. I've seen that stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to go see The Purge.
Michael Jackson's Thriller. Seen it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Purge or The Perv?
The Purge.
I've seen The Purge.
I was going to go see The Purge.
You haven't seen The Purge?
I haven't seen the new one.
Oh, the new one? I don't like the original ones. You like it? The first ones?
No, but they said the new one is way
better.
Like it's so all the way.
All right. Hey.
Uh-oh, we got.
You ready? I actually say that.
You can't hear us over there? No, we put a speaker out. But
I actually say that every once in a while to myself.
We want to drown out the baseball.
In the middle of the night, I'll be residents of Chris Canfield's body.
For, you know, someone being
prepare
out
for the purge.
Sonya, right?
It's a bad
Sonya's
purge.
Last name.
Yeah,
Sonya Thompson from The Walking Dead.
What's up, Sonya Thompson from The Walking Dead?
I know.
Yeah, I knew
how
Sonya.
You doing?
I'm sorry.
Hey!
Would you like to get on
the
microphone?
What's happening? Here, The Walking Dead.
Take mine.
That's how you got the part?
No, I just got the part because I look good.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Then they actually did. That's how you read your lines? I know.
Right?
Chris, you're perfect.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful just the way you are,
Chris. This isn't a beard. This is laziness.
Oh, is that what that is? That's laziness?
Yeah.
That's
beard. Now, which episodes were you in?
Season one, I was episode 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6.
Okay.
And season 2, I was episode 2, 3, 12, and 13.
So you're an experienced zombie.
Yes, I was even on Zombieland and not in the Jackals. I was a dead nurse on Halloween 2, so I played dead quite well.
Awesome.
Oh, I mean, you got
really
it down pat.
Where's the award for that? You know what I mean?
You know, there should be a professional zombie award, which my website is professionalzombie.com.
Professionalzombie.com?
Yeah.
That's your bio and everything up there?
Yeah, awesome. I do need to update it, though. It's been a while.
So what's the deal? Do you go to a lot of cons, Comic-Cons? You're running, making the rounds?
You know, I don't do as many as I used to, but there is one coming up at the end of this month here in Frederick, Maryland, called StarQuest. So you guys should come out and check that out.
Okay, you're going to be there up?
No, I won't be there dressed up. But Larry Mainland will be with me, and he's in a lot of the promo pictures with me that's been seen worldwide, so it's pretty cool.
Okay, awesome. Yes.
Well, they're asking you, Sonya, how many people have you eaten?
Well, I've only eaten like one, and that was on Zombieland. I had some intestines. They were quite tasty.
Oh, they look really nice.
Yeah,
like
it's
spaghetti.
Almost like chitlins.
We got two girls. Have you girls watched The Walking Dead? You know what's up?
Oh.
You know who she is, huh? No.
So who's your favorite character on The Walking Dead? You don't have a favorite yet?
I don't believe you. You don't watch it.
I always like Carl.
Yeah,
most
a lot of
the like Carl. Yeah.
And then I cried when he died.
You know,
I know.
This is cute. What's your name? Ava, you got a couple of scars on your head there from the makeup artist. But then, what's your name? Mackenzie, what do you call that? You got a big baseball bashed hole in your head. What do you call it?
Look like Lucille hit you.
We'll call it the Lucille scar. Yeah,
Lucille scar.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you ask for that specifically? Did you ask for that scar specifically? Wow.
Oh, you showed him a picture.
This is what you wanted, right?
Ah. Okay. Yeah, just what you wanted. No, I think you got hit by Lucille.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, it does. Yes, you got scratches. She's got a big bash in her head, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good job, though.
It was she did a good job on you.
All these scars and whatnot on your head, you're all smiling. It's like a juxtaposition. Really cute.
I think I need to get back over to my table because there's some other fans over there. But guys, thanks so much.
Hey, do you think Sonya thinks are coming on? We'll come back. We're
are you going back
while.
To another doing another Walking Dead?
Yeah. What's next for you?
We're filming this weekend up here.
Up here?
Yeah, but it's not for The Walking Dead. It's for two indies.
Two indies?
A Bigfoot movie and this other thing.
Oh, so Matt Burns' movie, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. All right. So we got some cool stuff coming
up. Are you going to be dead in that one?
No.
I'm going to be alive.
Most movies I'm in, I have lines. I speak.
Okay, good.
I've been acting in film and TV for over 12 years.
All right.
So I've actually done more non-horror related stuff, but people know me for my horror stuff. So,
what do you prefer to do, though, honestly? Are you trying to get away from the horror stuff?
No.
And branch
out?
No,
it's just I was doing more. I did more non-horror stuff before I did zombie stuff. So, I mean, I was on Drop Dead Diva and stuff like that. So
there you go.
But I did a movie with Kevin Sorbo a few years back. It came out last year called The Soul Machine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie that I did up in Nashville called LWA All Saints Eve.
Okay.
And
sweet.
I have a starring role in that. And then there's a movie I did with Billy Baldwin called Chronology.
Nice.
Okay.
And that should be coming out soon. And I did a movie called Sick People with C. Thomas Howell.
Okay.
And but I'm kind of dead in that one. So
coming out soon,
you know,
like you mean like Netflix or coming to Redbox?
I have no idea.
You just go there, get it filmed. You
I don't know where it ends up at until it ends up.
I took your stool there, dude.
So, okay.
I'm sorry. I had to tell them to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Oh, see?
Man, Chris, I don't know.
I didn't do that.
I was just sitting there.
I love
Chris
it.
Is like, spilling all Chris is. His alcohol.
He is, and that's not cool, man.
I know. You got to drink it.
Don't spill alcohol. All right, guys. Thanks for having
me
on.
Hey, Sonya, thanks for coming on. We'll check you out. Watch out for your movies.
Yes.
We'll see you in the Bigfoot,
right? Good luck on your film.
What's it called? Don't even know. The Bigfoot movie. We'll ask Matt. You got it. All right. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, I hope you guys got your windows down because there was just a foul tip out into the parking lot.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hope it doesn't hit us.
Right.
Yeah, the sun's
right in the microphone.
Sun's just, I went up there to go take a look.
Yeah.
Suns are, they were down 5-2. And then as soon as I walked up, somebody clocked a triple.
Okay.
Ran in two. So now we're up to 4-5.
4-5.
4-5.
So we're down by one.
And then they called in a pinch batter, and the pinch batter foul tipped one out into the parking lot.
So we're down one right now.
Yes, we're down by one.
We is in the Hagerstown Sun.
Yes, I did. I talked about the made-to-order men because we need them.
Why does that guy care about the made-to-order men?
Because he was in the conversation.
Because he's in the catalog?
Yeah, is he one of them?
Hey. He can be.
The guy's got to do what he's got to do.
Well, you know, we need
what's
us
a made-to-order man?
Just like you make
explain.
Your sandwich, like you have made-to-order sheets.
So the guy's going to show up exactly how you ordered it.
That's right.
And he's got to stay in the parameters.
So there's actually like an electronic menu where you choose.
So Shay, how would you order your man? I want to hear this.
Hair color.
I want him to look good.
Okay.
And then I want him to be funny. I want to be loving. Very supportive.
Wait, this is a one-night thing, or?
No, this is a permanent.
Oh, my
permanent.
God.
Permanent.
Oh.
So you're ordering. So it's like mail order husbands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no. Not mail order, because, no, made to order.
Well, you're ordering them. Where are they coming from?
They got to pass.
They might come from Thailand or something like that.
This sounds an awful lot like eHarmony.
No.
It's a little more sophisticated than that, right?
It's more sophisticated than this.
Oh, okay.
No surprises, right?
Right. No surprises. It's going to look the way you want to look.
Made to order.
He's going to be made to order the way you want.
So we get to go like a video game and create his body, his head, his face.
We're going to have it down to his physique, his personality, all of that.
It's just never going to work, Shay. There's no way.
I think a lot of women want that.
Yeah, just use me as the model.
A lot of things guys want too, but goddamn.
Just use me as the model, man.
No.
And then just base everything around me.
No. You're going
to.
That's what the doctors do with health. You know?
Epic failure.
They ask me to come in and have a doctor's appointment, and they go, you know what? You are the model of health. Everyone should be like you. We're just going to rearrange our charts so that it all looks like you. I know.
You know what, Chris? I think you just giving yourself a little bit too much credit.
I'd be interested to stop any random woman walking by and talk to her about the made to order man situation.
I would venture to say that everyone wants the same man. It's probably just going to be.
All three of them just ignored you when you said that.
No. So you brought a guy from the Federal Little League.
Oh, man.
You asked for a made to order man. You got your man there, Shay.
Okay, your real name is what? Will.
And what do you play for? What team?
Quanis.
What's your name?
Nice.
Dylan.
Dylan.
And your name is what, Will?
Dale Pickles, I heard. Dale Pickles.
What's your name, dude? Cole?
Cole. And what is your record?
All right.
Yeah, what's going on?
You don't mess with a man's hat.
Hey, where's your makeup? These guys are all... Well, he's got some of those dots on his face.
So you got a triple? Three doubles and 11 singles.
Man, so what is your batting position? Average? Your batting average has got to be through the roof. What are you shooting like? You hitting like a 700?
It's your microphone, dude.
Yeah. Really? So you sound like it. And what is your
you
position?
Know the pros? You know the pros are only hitting like 10 out of 3 hits, or 3 out of 10 hits. They're batting like 300, and they're pros.
Yeah. So what is your
you're
position?
You're like batting like 700.
Yeah. Oh, so you did pitcher, second, third, and the outfield.
Dylan's
son plays center field.
Dylan's asking me about what this is the microphone.
Yeah, my son plays center field. They went to Pittsburgh Louisville Slugger and won under the 13U. They won the whole division. Became number one.
Don't do that.
But my son
That's
is now 17 almost.
Try it again, Dylan. Say hello or something, man. They'll be breaking the equipment. Just because you look like a zombie, you don't got to act like a zombie. There you go. He knows.
Hello.
What are you yelling for, man?
All right.
It's already a microphone. You don't need a microphone. There you go. Chosen people of the world.
No, none of that.
No yelling. Hey, Cole, how can you not have makeup? These guys are all zombified, but you.
You live with him.
You don't want to do it?
So is it fun living with him? He's annoying. So your brother's annoying?
Kiwanis Federal Little League. What's the name of your team?
Kiwanis.
Just Kiwanis, right? You guys are all on it? She's on it too? Mackenzie, you're on the team too? We just had a shirt.
So you don't play fast pitch?
She's your sister.
You play softball? Okay.
For the Kiwanis?
You don't have a position? You just play third base? What about you? You don't play? What do you do? You do dance. What type of dance?
I was fourth base.
You play fourth base?
So you do ballet, jazz, acrobatics, and...
Third base.
Pop jazz and flexibility? Okay. Sixth class. How long you been a dancer?
Hey, you guys can...
Since you was four. So you very limber. So you're going to be like a contortionist, you know?
We got two interviews.
Maybe. Okay.
Shay.
What, did you watch any of the
Shay
dance
care,
shows on TV? Because you don't
being
really have time. Yeah, my daughter was
talking about over here.
A cheerleader, competitive cheerleader, so she never had time.
Contortionists are like circus people. Freaks.
But they do dance.
You're a contortionist?
No, then they're just called dancers.
Why? Oh, Shay's going to do it.
After I'm going
to
do it.
Stuff
you can get us to
nachos.
The front of the line?
All right. She can skip the line.
I can skip the line?
Why can she skip the line? Because why? Because you said
she knows people. She knows people
know,
who knows
right?
people.
She's got scars.
I like that.
She got a lot of clout.
I'm going to come soon.
Well, Dylan likes to touch everything. Those are headphones. This is a microphone.
I'm smelling like beer.
Yeah, these are wires. All right, I'm going to take a break here. Hub Show, we are at the Municipal Stadium, Hagerstown Suns, and last you checked, they were down by one.
Huh?
Yeah, last you checked.
Yeah, down by one.
5-4, right?
5-4.
5-4, all right.
We'll get some more zombies on here
in
a minute.
Are we the top of or the bottom of what inning?
Where are we at?
Fifth
inning.
The top
game's
of the fifth
half
or the
over,
bottom
huh?
of the fifth.
Going into the sixth.
There we go.
So we're at the bottom of the fifth.
Is that how it goes?
That's how it goes.
All right, we'll be back.
All right.
Come on, let's go.
You don't think I can do it, do you? I don't think you believe it. Really? Used to spend my nights out in a ballroom. Liquor was the only love I've known. But you rescued me for reaching for the bottom. You know what you did? And brought me back from being too far gone. You know what, ladies? You're as smooth, yeah, Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. You know what? Honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. Y'all wanna know something? I look for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of the bottles always dry. But you know what, baby? But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. You know why? 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. You're as smooth Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. You know what? Honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. Take a break here. Watch this, y'all. Break it. Wave your hands in the air one time, y'all. Oh, yeah. Wave them, baby. Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. You're as smooth Tennessee whiskey. You know what, baby? Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. You're as smooth Tennessee whiskey. Now we're gonna break it down like this here. Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey.
Big Tony. Big Tony. Thank you, thank you.
Pub show exclusive. That was awesome.
All right, cool.
Up show, Rant and Raven, the Municipal Stadium here in Hagerstown. Hagerstown Suns versus the Columbia Fireflies.
This thing ain't on.
It's on. You're on. You're on. You're on. You're on. You're on. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So here we are. Yeah. It's zombie night.
It is.
It's day of the zombies.
Shay's over here.
Walking
the
dead here in the Hagerstown Suns Municipal Stadium. And Shay's getting zombied up over there. Good times?
Just the face.
Just the face. Just the face. I hope. I mean, she'll be there all night.
What are you trying to say?
Imagine that.
What's that mean? What is that? That's in your window.
Yeah, whatever.
In your window, if I've ever heard any.
Well, man, so what's the deal? We're tied?
We are having a good time.
Fifth
over
inning,
here.
Right?
I'm liking it.
Fifth
I'm
inning?
Yeah. Fifth inning.
They're tied.
It was five to five.
Okay.
That's a whole bunch of fives.
55. 10. Yeah. Something like
actually,
that.
It was 6th inning, I believe.
All right.
6th inning. But 5-5-5 just kind of rolls off the tongue a whole lot better.
Getting a lot of eyeballs here on the Hub Show, which is good. That's what we want.
Right?
Yep, yes. Yep, we do.
And I'm enjoying myself.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, we had...
Only spilled your beer once.
Yeah, we had ourselves a karaoke man.
Yeah, Big Tony was singing.
Big Tony.
Two times,
too.
That's it.
That's right.
Yeah, Matt Burns is floating around. There he is. I see him over there.
We had a birthday boy come up.
Yeah, birthday boys came up. Oh, yeah. She's done?
And we got some actresses.
That was a quick zombie.
What's going on? We need to talk to this woman over here in the dress.
Oh, look at that.
She looked like she fell into a meat processor.
You did?
You look like you did, too.
Let's see.
What did you do to her?
Hey, get in a picture with Shay.
Right?
My two zombie girls here. She looks psychotic. I know, not you, her. Oh, brain. She wants to get in the face. Hey, get in the picture with her. Mackenzie, get in the picture. Zombies in the house. The Walking Dead. A lot of smiley ones. What are you then? Road rash?
Take a picture of you?
Yeah, Mackenzie's got the big gash on her forehead. That's someone to Lucille to her, as Shay educated us on the Lucille story. I don't know. Last we checked, it was a...
Sixth.
All right.
Probably in the seventh now.
Yeah. Are you dealing with
it? Are you stretching? You know, you'll know when it's the seventh inning.
Are you ready to go
comes
home?
Out here and just starts.
You want
to
get out of here? Do you come to all the games?
Stretch. Do you actually stretch during the seventh inning? Huh? No? You're supposed to.
Hey, careful.
You're supposed to dance? The seventh inning
hey,
dance?
Hey, Mackenzie, what's going on?
It isn't even on.
It's on.
It's on.
Really? You're screaming into it, yes.
Really?
Yes. Actually, let me see something.
So what's your name? Where are you from? You're from here?
Mike Check.
You come out to these Suns games very often?
Yes.
Are you a Suns fan?
You Suns fan?
Yes.
Yeah, Hagerstown Suns fan?
Yeah.
Right.
Go here a lot for the Little League Baseball game for Federal.
Yeah? You actually play? Have you played? Or
for the Kiwanis Federal Little League, right?
Yeah, we've been on the field, though. Like today, they got on the field for the Star Spangled Banner.
You got on the field for
great.
It?
That's great.
Okay. No, I got out of on the field a different time for school.
For school. Oh, I gotcha. Wow. What school do you go to?
I go to E. Russell Hicks.
Oh, okay.
Paramount.
What grade are
you in? I'm going into 8th grade for Magnet.
Did you know
I gotcha.
That E. Russell Hicks was an actor?
Here we go.
Who?
He was an actor who lived in Baltimore.
She did not know, dude.
You didn't know that?
You didn't know that till like
I didn't know it
ago.
Either, but I had to look it up.
Do you care?
The funny girl, I'm like.
The funny girl. Hey, funny girl. Hey,
funny.
Shay.
What's up? I am now the Walking Dead.
You're the Walking Shay.
The
you
girl.
Ate us.
The one.
Don't yell
yes.
into the mic.
Oops.
Yes, I ate a lot of people.
No, he doesn't brush.
I'm going to eat more.
Is this your brother, Dylan?
Yes.
He doesn't brush his teeth.
No.
Oh,
like
come
a true
on,
zombie,
Dale.
Man.
Pickles.
Like a true zombie.
Come on, Dale Pickles, I know you.
Chris,
she
stole
teeth.
Your microphone. You're not funny enough.
You
You're
gargle?
Not funny enough.
Does,
she stole got your, she got your microphone.
Do you gargle? Do you gargle?
Listerine.
With Listerine mouthwash.
Yeah, you do all that good
okay.
stuff, right?
Do you floss your teeth?
How about you, Mackenzie?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Big Tony's back.
I ain't got nothing but love for you, baby.
Wow.
I don't care.
Three performances on the Hub Show.
Oh, wow.
We all deserve
a mic. Oh. We can't. Matt Burns.
You're a hat man.
Mr. Burns, come on over, dude.
Mr. Matt Burns.
You got to say something,
come
man.
On.
Hey, come over here, dude. Hey. Matt, how's it going?
Good, man. How about yourself?
It's good.
I think
Walking
I'm
going to
eat my
act.
He's my next snack.
Cool.
The brains.
Well, Shay did it, man. Shay became a zombie,
yeah,
Matt.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was going to say, they should have fake brains. I don't know. I mean, next year.
The funnel cake can be the funnel. Put some strawberries on it.
Strawberries on it, exactly.
That'd be the blood.
Yeah, and tissue and whatnot. And
mm-hmm. Whipped cream or something.
Now she's getting hungry.
Don't let a zombie get hungry, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Matt, how's it going? This is it, the Walking Dead night, the Hagerstown Suns.
It's been fantastic. Yeah. Actually, Mr. Johnny Cash just came up and told me this is the busiest Friday they've had all season outside of the fireworks night.
So. All right.
Zombies will do it, dude. Zombies will do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a fantastic show. So we'd like to thank everybody for coming out. I can't wait to do this again next year.
Next year, but you got some more events.
I'm sorry, Big Tony. Somebody tell us again. I hope we can do this next year.
But you got some other events coming up here at the ballpark.
Yeah, we got one more for the August 17th. We got Legends of Wrestling
Night.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Like I said, we got a big headliner for that coming up soon.
We do.
We'll be keeping you posted on that.
You have a big headline plus Nikolai Volkov. Wow.
Guess what? You know what that tells me to do?
What does that tell you to do?
I got
to
be looking like one of the Von Erichs.
There you go.
How are they going to do that?
You're going to look like one of the glow girls. I don't know if you ever watch that on Netflix.
Yes.
Shay, how are you going to look like a Von Erich?
I'm going to do like Carrie. I'm going to get some curly hair, and I'm going to wear
mullet.
My
Jerry Curl mullet.
Yeah, Jerry Curl mullet.
You're going to give the claw? The Von Erich claw?
Yeah, I'm going to get the Von Erich claw.
Texas tornado punch.
There you go, yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Wow.
Just do a DD214, you know, somebody.
Just don't put it into like the rest of them did, you know.
Pretty
I'm
much.
I'm going to put the outfit on, too.
You're already a zombie.
All that frayed stuff, good stuff.
I'm going to wear the outfit.
Don't shoot yourself too much. Just don't shoot too many steroids, okay?
Chris going to show up like Ric Flair.
Hey, Matt, so who all is here? They're across from us here. We talked to Sonya Thompson. She came over and talked to us.
We got Sonya. We got Jenny Giannetti over here from Area Movie Zombies Can't Eat Airheads from Virginia. I could say your real name, but you won't want that either. But, yes. Jenny. She's going to take over from here. She's going to tell us about her movie, Zombies Can't Eat Airheads.
Matt, send some more
starring myself.
Away.
We'll let Jenny talk for a minute. Then I'll send some more people.
All right, cool. Awesome. Okay. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. Jenny Giannetti?
Yes.
All right.
Jenny, you're saying Zombies Can't Eat Airheads.
Yeah.
Back to
You're right.
She's heard that before. Are you related to him?
No.
Okay. But you know the joke.
Yeah, I do.
Every time you get asked.
You know, I wouldn't want to eat an airhead. I want to eat some good brains.
Well, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, zombie movies were all about, like, brains. In fact, in Return of the Living Dead, they literally said, like, brains, you know?
Right.
And we still associate zombies with brains. But, you know, modern zombies, they'll bite you on the ankle. They don't care.
Yeah, they'll eat anything.
And it's always kind of been a little pet peeve of mine. I'm like, wait a minute. They don't want to eat, like, your ankle or your foot, you know?
We want the brains.
So, you know, my whole concept was to go back old school with the zombies and then mix in my main cast. They could like have fallen off of Clueless,
right?
You know?
Right.
So they don't even register as food to the zombies.
No, because they're done.
We don't want the dumb ones.
Yeah, we don't want the dumb ones. We want some people with some real brains.
Right.
So you're an actress.
So Chris, you wouldn't be eating.
I mean, Jenny, is this your genre? You like the zombie?
I do. Horror is. I've been a horror actress for 7 years.
Okay.
And this movie, I wrote, starred in, and directed.
Okay. What's the name of it?
I'm sorry.
What's the name of it?
Zombies Can't Eat Airheads.
Just like it says in your shirt. When's it coming out?
It is out.
It's out.
So I have copies over here on the table.
Zombies
along
Can't
with posters.
Eat Airheads. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I'm currently writing our next one. It's going to be called Run.
Run. Just Run?
Yeah. Run. Yeah. And it won't be a zombie movie. It's going to be more of a psycho.
Oh, I like
psycho
those.
Killer type of movie.
A little more mystery.
Hey, can I be in that? Can you cast me in there?
We tend to film in Roanoke, Virginia. So if you want to come out there, then
I will.
So Jenny, you have your own company? What's the deal?
It is Money Apocalypse Productions.
Money Apocalypse.
Yep, and it's run by myself and Ben Myers, is right over there.
Hey,
he does all of the cinematography and editing.
Oh, that's awesome!
Nice. So, all the post production, right?
That's right.
So you do all the casting, you guys.
I do all the casting.
You do all the casting and directing for the most part. Both of you share that.
Well, I do the directing. He does all of the camera work.
And the post.
And all of the post.
Post, I gotcha.
Okay, gotcha.
Awesome. How many movies you guys made so far?
We've done a couple of Sweden films.
What film?
Sweden.
Sweden?
Yeah, they are fast-paced, short movies based off of pop culture movies. So we've done Cujo, and we are about to film Labyrinth. And actually, my little puppy... Yeah. My little puppy was Cujo.
So, Sweeted, what do you do with it? What do you do with Cujo, for instance?
Cujo showed at the Virginia Sweeted Film Festival last year.
Right, but what did you do? What do you mean it's Sweeted? What's the difference between the original Cujo and what you did with it?
Our film is only 12 minutes long.
Oh, okay. It's a trailer.
So, it's like reading the Cliff Notes.
Gotcha. Okay,
know what I mean? Like, it's a very short... Right. Jammed in.
That's Chris's
thing. But you took the actual Cujo film and spliced it into a Cliff Notes version.
No, we reshot it. Like, I actually...
That puppy over there was your Cujo?
Yes, that little puppy was Cujo. Wow. That's actually how we came up with the idea. We were like, wouldn't it be so funny if this sweet little puppy was Cujo?
Were you the mom in the car?
I was.
Did you get bit in the thigh?
I did.
Hardcore. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
We covered all the important details. I mean, of course, some things got left out because it is only 12 minutes long. We really didn't touch the affair she was having.
With the trombone. Yeah, I didn't need to do all that.
Yeah, the worm. Yeah, what we're going to do for the worm is we're actually going to paint somebody's finger.
Thumb wars. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they're supposed to look, they're supposed to be done with zero budget. Like,
12 minutes. That's not too hard.
They came from, there was a movie a few years ago with Jack Black and Mos Def called Be Kind Rewind.
Yeah, I remember that. Awesome.
Yeah, that's where Sweeted movies come from because that's what they called them when they went outside and reshot a movie
quick. Is this where we're at with film?
I'm sorry?
Is this where we're at with movies? Have we hit a wall or what? I mean, but for you to take it and remix it, so to speak, is interesting and creative.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it just feels like we're...
There are honestly more remakes in today's age than there...
They did not need to remake Footloose. They did not need to remake...
No.
Right, I'm with you. Even some of the horror movies they remake.
To remake Rocky Horror. That was...
No. you don't tamper with the classics, right?
Right. So, we're not trying to take away from. We're trying to just play with it, you know?
But you're like a DJ.
Exactly. But we also do original films, which is where our passion lies. But it takes a while to write the script and to get all the casting
and
the funding.
A long process.
So, the Sweeted films are something that we can do in the meantime, in between projects.
What's the name of your company?
Bunny Apocalypse Productions.
Bunny Apocalypse Productions. Jenny Ginetti.
Yeah, that's
where are you based out of? Where are you out of?
Roanoke, Virginia.
So you're in Roanoke.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yep.
You came up here just for this?
I did, yeah.
All right.
Well, Matt Burns
Matt's the man, isn't he?
He came in and played a part in our movie.
Yeah, so. He's big on this
stuff. Yeah. Okay, so we had to come and
he's a good connection, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to be at the Comic-Con in October? You really should.
I'm not sure. We haven't really.
You came up here for this. You'll come up here for that.
I absolutely could.
You absolutely will. We'll make sure of it. We'll give you a shout out at the Hub Show.
Yeah, cool.
Jenny Ginetti. Bunny Apocalypse Films. Love it.
Thank you.
All right.
Love it.
And Zombies Can't Eat Airheads. Check it out.
Yep, we don't want that.
They can get it online on your website. What's your Facebook? Plug it. Go for it.
Well, it's Bunny Apocalypse on Facebook. and they can contact me there. They can contact me through Jenny Giannetti. You know, I'll mail wherever for copies of the movie.
Yep.
We also have a YouTube page under Bunny Apocalypse, so all of the trailers and the teasers for our upcoming projects and whatnot are all on there, so they can check those out anytime too.
Awesome. All right. You're going to get a big shout out from the Hub Show.
Awesome.
And we'll see you soon, I hope. Awesome. We'll check your movies out and all stuff and all that, you know.
Thank
all right,
you.
Best of luck to you. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. Where's Chris getting his fourth beer?
Chris is re-ing up. Lucille.
Yeah, Captain Mango is in the house, minus the pirate costume. He was with us at the Comic-Con. He'll be back here. This is Neil Cohen, right?
He says, welcome to Nuke Jersey and Zombie Democracy.
And Mike, so you can take it out of there if you want
Neil,
to,
Neil, how are you?
Hey, you can take it out, whatever works. Okay. It's up to you. You can just speak, right? Just Neil
That's what
Cohen,
she said.
You are the author of Exit Zero.
I am.
Welcome to Nuke Jersey.
I am.
And Zombie Democracy.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment. Okay.
All right.
It is a trilogy.
It is a trilogy. Okay. All right. So you are
Exit
zombie.
Zero. Follow. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're a zombie fanatic.
I am. I am.
Oh, I am too.
And Exit Zero, you got a plug from Snooki.
I did.
Awesome.
I
there
did.
You go. From Jersey Shore.
Nothing but the A-level celebrities for me.
Rock on.
And did you see, I got a nice little blurb from Lloyd Kaufman of Troma Studios for my last and final book in the trilogy, Zombie Democracy.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
There you go. Yes.
Very great guy.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so the first book, Exit Zero, starts off the zombie apocalypse as it begins in New Jersey.
Right.
Okay.
Follows the first 48 hours of the zombie apocalypse, a group of characters fighting their way down to Garden State Parkway at the beginning of the end.
Nice. Oh, that's a good fight.
The second book, Nuke Jersey, follows life in New Jersey after the government has sealed it off from the rest of the country.
Not
trying
New Jersey.
To. Yes, yes. Trying to stem the zombie plague. But, of course, it doesn't work, and it leads us to zombie democracy. It has spread nationwide.
Oh, awesome.
And, yes, and it is the first presidential election post-zombie apocalypse.
Oh,
interesting.
Oh, that's funny.
All right.
Yes, and there's two candidates with very different views on how to deal with the zombies.
I'm sure. As there always is, right?
Yes,
yes. Us zombies out here. All right.
So,
how's things going? You're going good?
Good. Awesome. You know, it's fun to be out here at Diamond of the Dead. I think the game is, I'm not sure what inning are we in. Do you even know?
Last I checked, six, but it's been a while. So
yeah,
probably seventh or eighth.
Yeah, I heard the seventh inning stretch a little while ago, so it's
going
to be coming close to the end.
Right.
And hopefully a lot of people will come streaming out and come right to the vendor booths and buy.
Catch them on the way out, right?
You got some nice books. Yep. And do you have another thing in the works?
Another book, yes. I'm working on a new book. It's not zombies, though, but it is definitely dark. Follows
of course.
It's a dark comedy. Follows a guy who sells advanced weapons of mass destruction to the highest bidder.
Advanced ones.
Yes.
Oh, all right. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you, Shay?
Yes. So very, very, in his mind, all the villains are like James Bond villains. And
oh,
he's,
okay. I
but
love
unfortunately,
it.
In his world, the terrorists are too stupid to figure out his devices, and they keep blowing themselves up and killing themselves. So this guy is out there trying to find the perfect group that understands his genius because he doesn't want to dumb himself down. He wants to sell these apocalyptic technologies.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't even have a title yet, so it's just starting.
Do you have a working title?
I don't. I
no.
don't. I, it
All
is
right.
It is only I am
You heard
working,
it here first on the Hub Show.
You are. And I've actually just started it with a friend of mine who is actually an expert in the counterterrorism, and she is
Sweet.
An expert in the terrorist mind and what how terrorists think.
She's breaking it down for you, right?
Yeah, so she is the subject matter expert giving me bona fides, and I'm writing the story. And
okay.
Yeah. Oh, that
awesome.
Sounds awesome.
Hey, who does the artwork for your book cover?
Isn't that cool? Yeah. I actually designed what I wanted on there, and then my publisher, Permuted Press, actually created all the artwork.
Awesome.
Yeah, the book, the cover work is just stunning.
It is.
I love it.
Me too.
Absolutely love it.
All right. Neil Cohen, right here. Exit Zero, welcome to Nuke Jersey, Zombie Democracy.
And you can find out, can I plug myself a little bit here?
Knock yourself
Please,
out.
There we go.
If you don't, we will.
And you can find out more at ExitZeroZombie.com. That's spelled out, ExitZeroZombie.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at at Exit Zero Zombie, and you can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/ExitZeroZombie.
Yeah.
And so I've cornered the market on Exit Zero Zombie. Google Exit Zero Zombie, and you'll find me.
There's your face.
Yeah, there.
So, awesome.
So where are you from?
Originally from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
All right, the dirty Jersey.
Yeah, dirty Jersey, but now I'm a Northern Virginia guy. But
Northern Nova.
Yeah.
Such enthusiasm.
I've been down there for about 30 years, but but you can't scrub the Jersey out of you. It's in your DNA.
I understand.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Not that far.
I understand.
All right, Neil Cohen. Hey, thanks for joining us, man. This is awesome. This will get plugged on our websites and
thank
Facebook
you.
As well.
I appreciate it. I need some book sales.
Yes,
that's right.
We need some.
Yeah.
Listener, so let's work it out.
All the Hub fans out
Hub
there, go
show,
out and buy
listen
it.
To them, buy it, check them out on Facebook.
All you zombie fans,
yep, you know where to get it.
Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
All right, Neil,
guys.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you, Neil.
Yeah, you're good, dude. Thanks, man.
Everybody hates Chris. You didn't
everybody
hates
Chris.
Hate Chris Zombie.
All right, we'll be back.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Loss Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Loss Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword HubShow and receive 25% off your entire order.
Hagerstown Suns.
That's right.
What's going on?
What's going on, Chris? You was out there.
I just went out. I watched an inning. It was eighth
inning.
Thank
you, because I was been waiting on Lucille to come beat me.
Eighth inning ended up 0-0. Now, we managed to steal second, and then we stole third. And the guy looked like he was ready to run in, but he waited until the third out to do it. So.
All right, color commentary for Chris Canfield here.
All right. If you're gonna do something awesome, at least do it when it counts.
Right. So what's the deal? Where are we at? What's the score?
Score still 5-5.
Oh, we're gonna be here a while.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going into the eighth.
We're trying to find Johnny Castle.
It feels good out here. It feels real good.
Ballpark.
Yeah.
Hey, good. We were over here talking about Compton and Crenshaw and Slauson Avenue and everything but Hagerstown.
I got family in Inglewood, Compton, Watts, L.A. Sacramento, Long Beach.
Up and down the West Coast.
All up and down the West.
Cali, huh?
We all in the W.
And you're heading to Texas soon?
Yes.
When are you leaving for Texas, Shay?
I'm going Thursday morning. I'm going to the Big D.
Thursday?
This coming Thursday.
I'm going to the Big D.
When do you come back?
I'll be back on Sunday night.
Oh, so you'll be here on the 23rd with us?
I'll be here on the 23rd with the Hub Show, giving out my little... rendezvous of what happened in Dallas, Fort Worth area.
There you go. All the hell
are
you
going to work in a Dior store?
You going where?
I'm going to Dallas to work in a Dior store.
When are you going, Chris?
October.
Okay, well, I have to come back out there.
Yeah. Glad they're together.
Yeah, you got to give me some pointers. Let me know where the Starbucks
I gotta
is.
I got to give you some good places where you can eat some real good food.
Right. Whataburger?
It's called Whataburger.
Is it water or water?
It's pronounced Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Like water burger.
Yeah, so water burger.
A lot of water.
Oh, my goodness. The bouncy castle just collapsed.
It's deflated. That means the game's over.
Oh, my goodness. Bye-bye. I hope nobody was in there.
Six kids are trapped inside the bouncy castle.
Right. I see a lot of people.
I noticed earlier that the local channel DVM was parked over there, and now they're not. They don't stick around for the whole game. What's the deal with them?
I think they just in and
local
out.
Local sports, they don't. No, yeah. Never mind.
No, they just.
I didn't even see them in here. Did you see them in there,
Mr. Castle? The Hub Show stuck it out.
They must sneak in the side and sneak out the
podcast.
Outside.
Stuck it out.
We are true journalists.
We're troopers.
They sneak in the front and leave out the back.
But hey, we want to give a shout out to. Matt Burns, we're putting the thing together.
Yes, Matt and Neil Cohen.
Neil Cohen and Jenny Giannetti.
That's right.
And all y'all. And Sonia Thompson.
That's right, Sonia.
And the girl giving out the face paint that did you up there.
She did me up. She did me right.
Yes, she did.
Because I'm a true.
Good night here. It's Night of the Zombies here. Night of the Living Dead. Hagerstown style. Municipal Stadium. Suns are tied. It's going to be a while.
Right.
It's a long night for Johnny Castle.
I'm going to go eat some brains.
Now, the word on the street is, word on the street is there's some people who are trying to leave here early tonight to go to a bachelor party. So the Suns is trying to extend the game out.
By keeping it tied.
By keeping it tied. We're going to go into 10th, 11th, 12th
Johnny's
inning.
Johnny's tripping on some of his employees.
No bachelor parties right. tonight.
Yeah,
they're trying to get to Ocean City, but he's going to keep them here as long as he can. Hagerstown Suns office employees. Ha ha.
Yeah, right.
He ain't getting out of here.
Not
That's
now.
A hell of a boss, huh? Nope, sorry, yeah, you're working great. Late tonight. No fun for you.
Hub Show will be back here at the Hagerstown Suns Municipal Stadium in August for Legends of Wrestling Night. That'll be fun.
Oh, I'm going to be like one of the Von Erichs.
Yeah, you are.
Preferably Carrie.
Jesus.
Is that going to be on a Friday night as well?
I have no idea. We're going to find out. I got to check the schedule.
Mm.
But hey, we'll be back at the Ale House. We'll be back in the Best of Studios soon, too. Lots of things going on with the Hub Show. Want to wrap it up, stay tonight. Thanks to everyone who came on here, including the players from the Kiwanis Federal Little League there.
There you go, kiddos. Keep doing a good job.
Happy birthday.
And all the zombies and all the dead folks. It's been real. Hub Show, Hagerstown, keep your head up. We're out.
Ladies. You've been listening to the Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast, coming soon.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 19918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.